From WCBU, Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from David Commande, Artistic Director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra. He joins us to talk about their upcoming concert, Vivaldi's Four Seasons Reimagined. The concert takes place on Saturday, October 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Five Points, Washington, and features the music of Max Richter, Astor Piazzolla, and Benjamin Britten. Additionally, ticketing options are available to live stream the concert from the comfort of your home. David, welcome back to Out and About.
It's great to be with you, Jen. I'm seeing you, of course, and great to hear you as well.
I am so excited about your vision for this concert, because while it is entitled Vivaldi's Four Seasons Reimagined, it does not include Vivaldi's Four Seasons per se, yes?
Well, the Vivaldi's Four Seasons are the kernel of the program, which is to say that the original inspired the two major works on our program. And it inspired two fascinating composers with completely different takes on it. One who's still living, Max Richter, a German composer, who is he's very active and well known in the cinematic music field. Not wild and crazy, but really imaginative, and particularly this one. So Max Richter calls this Vivaldi's Four Seasons Recomposed, which is an interesting way to put it. So he, talking about this, he describes it as an expression of love for the original.
So David, when you first heard Max Richter's interpretation of this, his Vivaldi's Four Seasons Recomposed, what was your reaction? You obviously are very familiar and well-schooled. You've conducted the original piece many, many times. Did this help you re-engage with the piece as well?
You know, an analogy struck me this morning. It's a little bit like knowing a beautiful image, whether it's a painting or a photograph, really well, and you've had it in your life for years. And then somehow, for some reason, either the light falls on it differently, or in fact, you see it almost like through a stained glass or cut glass window, and it's both the original and it's new. And that's a wonderful experience. So you don't feel like it's not the Seasons, but it's the Seasons in a completely new way. This is the very opening, which has a kind of a setting for it, and I'm just going to play this here. So there you hear what we know so well as the spring, and we have that bird sounds there. He puts a little bit of that synthetic introduction just to put us into that world, but then it's really this, it's strings like the original, strings together with the solo violin, and we're in that world. And then he adds that wonderful low, slow progression underneath, which is so rich and wonderful, and obviously not in the original, but marvelous, and I think does serve it so well.
You were talking about that lower layer that he adds in. And for me, hearing that together just really helped me re-enter into an appreciation of this, you know, original idea by Vivaldi, because it does incorporate these elements of minimalism and these elements of cinematic music that we often hear today. What are you hoping that audiences here in the Peoria, Central Illinois region get out of this performance? And my guess is it's one of the first times this is really being performed in this area.
Well, it is, and I think it's a great way, actually, to, just as you and I have described, revisit a work that we love. We've heard in its standard version in so many ways by great performers. It's such enjoyable music. It has a so much beauty as well. So it'll be a great oral musical experience.
Also, very enjoyable on the program, the piece by Astor Piazzolla. Walk us through how he was inspired by Vivaldi's original piece as well.
Well, to remind everybody, Piazzolla is an Argentinian composer. In the later half of the 1900s, in the 60s, he wrote these pieces, and he called them Four Seasons Porteños, which Porteño is a description for someone living in Buenos Aires. So it gets translated as the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires. Piazzolla himself played the bandoneon, which is the Argentinian accordion, which has a very special sound. You like a recording, but it's a very pungent kind of fantastic sound. And people may think of tango music exactly with this kind of setting. So I have a tiny bit of the original, which he wrote for his own ensemble, where Piazzolla is actually playing the bandoneon. Because actually, what we're doing is an arrangement of an arrangement, but I'll explain that in a second. So here's a little bit of this music. So that's the original, and you hear the striding piano in there, and you hear a little bit of violin, and of course you hear the bandoneon, and there was a clarinet in that group. So what happened was that a Russian violinist composer arranged this for solo violin with strings in order to make it more parallel to the original concerto for violin with a string orchestra. So the second or third twist on this that we have in our program is that we're reintroducing the bandoneon through this arrangement, because Lydia Kaminska, our wonderful soloist, who's an international star. Anyway, Lydia, by the way, is a Peoria resident. She's married to the artistic director of the Peoria Ballet, George Lyko. Lydia Kaminska will play her own take on that solo violin part in this arrangement. So we get the bandoneon back into this, as well as the strings setting, and we kind of have a surprise built into all of this, because it connects back to our wonderful violin soloist, whom I should have mentioned for the Max Richter, Francisco Fulana.
That was David Commande, Artistic Director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra, talking about their concert, Vivaldi, Four Seasons Reimagined. The concert will take place Saturday, October 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Five Points, Washington. You can also purchase tickets to live stream the performance from the comfort of your home by going to heartlandfestivalorchestra.org. For more on this and all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. David, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jen.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.